You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, and welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside Chris, my name is Ryan Ray, the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. Go and use that promo code THPN the next time you are there. And for some reason, even though the Stars are the second best team in the NHL, they're up 5 points on the next closest team in the Western Conference. According to Vegas, they only have the sixth best odds to win the Stanley Cup right now. The Dallas Stars win tonight, Chris, by a final score of 5-0 over the Edmonton Oilers in a big game, a measuring stick game. I understand this is a second game of a back-to-back for the Edmonton Oilers, but that was pretty much a butt kicking and an absolute clinic by the Dallas Stars tonight in every facet of the game. Chris, initial thoughts.
Yeah, pretty much domination start to finish. Pretty even first period by both teams. Both teams getting good chances. I think the Stars were still the better team in the first period, just couldn't get their shots on net. But yeah, really opened up in the end of the second period there. And the third period was just locked down. It was obviously their Oilers sixth period in 2 days, and the Stars just took care of business there and made it a boring third period, which is exactly what you want when you're up 5-0. Back-to-back shutouts for Otter is amazing. The fourth line scoring so much, amazing. I mean, the penalty kill, fantastic, against one of the better power plays, which is a thing that could really drag a team to the finish line in a back-to-back game, just totally shut down the best forward in the league. Just a great game. I mean, you can't ask for anything more from the Stars tonight.
So with that, Chris, the scoring for the Stars on this 8-game win streak, which, by the way, sets a franchise record. We apparently had the lowest, longest winning streak in NHL history, I guess, to go. It's kind of a weird stat
currently
to say, but it's true. Currently, I guess. Yeah. Or whatever.
Technically, the lowest win streak in NHL history, 0 games. It happened at some point. Had to have.
It's true. The Stars have outscored their problems, and they have gotten defense. They have now outscored their opponents 34-11 in their last 8 games. Chris, on average, that's 4.25 goals per game. And you're not even allowing, I mean, what is that? Like, goals against per game. 1.375 per game. That's ridiculous. Everything seems to be going right for the Stars right now.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy for the Stars. We've allowed more than 2 goals one time in this stretch, and that was against San Jose, 6-3. So, I mean, everything's been going great. Otter is kind of the key in that for me, for the goals against getting better. He has really just flipped the switch since he had those back-to-back bad losses against Florida and New Jersey. And ever since then, he has been on top of, even tonight. I mean, the Oilers have several big chances, especially late in the first, early in the second, to kind of make this more of a hockey game. And he just totally shut them down. We got 5 goals. We didn't need but one. He was fantastic.
And even when he got a little bit lucky, so let's be honest, we were only up 1-0, and the Oilers had 3 posts that were hit. He still made some extremely key saves, especially at the beginning of the second period and towards the middle of the second period. And then once the Oilers were just completely out of gas, the Stars offense kind of took over there, Chris. But I agree with you 100%. Here's the confusing thing for me, Chris, is what took Otter getting him back to his elite level where he is right now? When he plays like this, he is absolutely one of the best goalies in the NHL. And we haven't seen this at all this season until this 8-game win streak. So what do you think is the difference that he's doing now? I kind of have an answer to my own question, but what do you think?
I mean, like I said, when he was struggling, the key for him is between the years, and he had back-to-back losses that were pretty poor performances from him specifically, and especially that New Jersey game. He was playing bad, and it was just left to sit in the own crappy bed that he made. And, I mean, this is a guy that plays with ego, plays with emotion, and knows how to respond. So you get a game like that with probably a career-worst performance in those two games for him, he's going to have a response, and that's exactly what he did. Whatever it was between his ears, he figured it out. Like I said, that's all it was. We knew he had this ability, and that's why we weren't too worried about it. The whole season, he wasn't getting back to it, because we know it's in there, and he's gotten back to it now, and he's done it at the exact right time, just like we said he needed to. Lucky timing for the Stars, but I don't think it's too lucky for Otter. I think he knows what's going on. When you see the playoffs coming up, you can find a separate gear sometimes.
The answer to my own question, Zach was reading my mind 100% here. Team defense is significantly better right now, and I really think that addition of Chris Tanev on the top four pairing is absolutely huge. He has looked really good next to Esa Lindell, but a lot of people look good next to Esa Lindell, especially when they're on the defensive side. But it's not just the defensive pairings, Chris. It's just the overall team defense from forwards, from defensemen, from, you know, off the rush, in cycle in their own zone. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I put good D play here, good D play hence, good D Duchesne, good D Suter. I wrote that three times tonight, by the way. Suter had an excellent game. I mean, who else? Johnston. That's when I was like, Johnston can absolutely do everything, it seems like. So I think that is really the key, and that's something that Otter was not getting a lot of back when he was struggling. When your goalie is struggling, you have to play way more lockdown defensively. And now that his team is playing 100% better in front of him, and he's also playing better, nothing is getting behind him. Like, literally the last two games, nothing has gotten behind him.
Yep, and I fully agree with you there. Especially on the defensive front, it's the defense of the slot during the cycle from the opposing team. There is no real estate in the slot. None of those passes get through to the center guy almost ever against the Stars team. They do exceptionally good job of keeping everything to the perimeter. And if you get a good shot, then you have to beat our amazing goaltender. And that's pretty much what we're giving the other team, is we're saying Otter's going to get you if you're not in the slot. So we're going to make sure you don't get to the slot. And it was super clogged up all night long. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Stars play so well against this Oilers and against McDavid, is because he can't get to the scoring areas because the Stars shut him down.
And again, that was another direction I was going to go with the defense tonight is, yes, this is the Oilers, and yes, they pretty much have two guys who kind of lead the offense for them. I mean, I think I saw 97 assists for Connor McDavid. That's ridiculous. That hasn't been seen since 92-93 is, I think, the stat that I saw. It's ridiculous what he's doing. However, the Dallas Stars were able to keep him and Leon Draisaitl, arguably the two biggest offensive superstars, off the score sheet tonight. That's ridiculous. Those are two guys that have over 100 points.
Yep, and they're able to do it consistently against guys like that, and I think that's something that they're able to do against teams like Colorado as well, with high skill players. Any team with high skill player is going to get extremely frustrated with the way the Stars play defense here. I think the best way to try and score against this Stars team is to try and out physical them in front of the net and in the slot. The Oilers, the Avs, even the Panthers, they're not really going to do that as much. They're going to try and make some flashy goals instead of trying to get the garbage. And I think that's the only way you can really beat the Stars defense when it's on like it is right now.
It absolutely is on for them right now. Just everything about it was absolutely perfect. They got a little bit lucky, which sometimes you have to be lucky to be good.
Otter's only guarding the insides of the post. He knows if it hits the outside of the post, not going in.
Sure, we'll go with that. That's what Racer says all the time. He's just like, he knew that was going to hit the post. That's why he didn't stop it. Whatever. Okay.
That's how you stop rebounds. Posting out.
Right, exactly. There you go. I want to talk about the forward lines for a little bit because there was a little bit of a discussion in the chat that I saw. Apparently, Evgeny Dodonov is going to be ready for the playoffs and he's going to be healthy. And lots of people are saying, well, does he even come in? To be totally honest with you, I mean, I wouldn't touch this lineup with a 10-foot stick right now. Leave it alone the way that it is.
Yeah, I agree. Right now, I'm saying no. I mean, even the fourth line has some obvious chemistry with the way it's rolling right now. I mean, Dodonov is going to be an outstanding extra forward. I mean, you're not going to have a better one than that. But you don't touch this lineup at least until we stop winning, because right now it seems like we're never going to lose again.
And that's the thing that a lot of other teams might be able to have the liberty to do is they're like, oh, well, this guy can come out of the fourth line and this guy can go in and he'll do about the same thing. And yeah, we have that too. We have that with Dellandrea. Dellandrea has shown that he can go in and be effective on the fourth line. So, but still, I mean, those three guys, Smith, Foxa, and Steele, have proven to themselves that they deserve a roster spot and they do not deserve to be taken out. Now, the only thing I can see of is maybe towards the end of the season, if there is, there's nothing at stake in the last couple of games of the season, then maybe they pull out a couple of guys and let, Dodonov and Dellandrea kind of get in there to rest some of those older guys. So maybe like Smith and Ben, someone, maybe even Pavelski, but I mean, right now, the way with this team is playing, they have a chance to win the President's Trophy, Chris. That gives me goosebumps.
And they should be in the lead right now if the New Jersey Devils were worth anything. Come on. They push our game back 30 minutes and blow the lead? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it is what it is. But seriously, just... when you look at the chemistry that all four lines have for the Dallas Stars, it's ridiculous. And by the way, I have a bone to pick with some of the broadcasters from TNT. First thing they talked about was like, we're not supposed to talk about a 5-goal lead and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, that's the first thing you talk about. It's not about how well the Stars are playing or anything like that. It's about the ability of the Edmonton Oilers to possibly get back in this game. And then the Stars completely shut them out. And I was just like, really?
I mean, and they're trying to sell a product. They're trying to get people to not click off.
Okay, but who cares? Like, tell the truth. The other thing about the fact that, oh, well, this team is not really a four-line team. Do you remember hearing that comment from TNT?
That was proved incorrect in the first 2 minutes of the game.
Well, they said that at the beginning of the second period.
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense. I was like, and then that was followed.
You sure they weren't talking about the Oilers?
No, I'm 100% positive. They were talking like, well, they've got three really good lines and then a fourth line. I'm like, the fourth line has been really good too. They've even been pitching in offensively. And I'm like, dude, just shut up. Like, just tell us you don't watch the Stars or care about how the Stars are doing. So.
Not only is this fourth line just not doing bad, they were the best line tonight. Even in a game where the Stars scored 5 goals, they were still the best. Foxer with the 3-point night, Steele with the 2-point night. They were dominant on the penalty kill. Most of those guys are your penalty killers against the number two power play in the league when they had some big impact moments in the game when they got those power plays as well. The fourth line was the best line tonight. I mean, and y'all know I hate saying that. So
you're getting a lot of heat over in the chat, by the way, Chris. There are people telling you to acknowledge Foxa and acknowledge your captain and stuff like that.
For that specific reason, I will do neither.
Yes, you will. You better.
I
do it
love
right
the hate. Give me more hate.
Okay. All right.
I feed on it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Here's some odds for you for the Rocket Richard Trophy, which is the regular season top goal scorer. Obviously, right now, Auston Matthew leads the way. He's got a minus 330 in the odds. But you can also take a look at Sam Reinhart of the Florida Panthers with a plus 650, David Pastrnak of the Boston Bruins with a plus 1,000, or maybe you can even go for Nikita Kucherov at a plus 2,500. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved. So I can't believe we're going back to this again, but it's being talked about a lot in the chat, so we're going to have to go bring it up. Nils Lundqvist.
If
this is your problem and this is what a lot of Stars fans are talking about, is the sixth defenseman, then you don't have a lot to worry about. But it's crazy. The Stars are 16-0 when Nils Lundqvist is in the lineup. He didn't have a bad game, but I don't think he had a fantastic game. When you look at some of his stats, I think he's the lowest time on ice tonight. Other than Craig Smith, he had 12-24, obviously the lowest by far of any of the defensemen. Suter had 16-51, so that kind of goes to show you exactly what's going on there. But some people are saying that Nils needs to stay in and he's playing well enough to stay in. And the reason why we're talking about this also is not only is Dodonov, you know, reportedly pretty close to coming back for the start of the playoffs, Hakanpää appears to be ready to return to the lineup too. I mean, if this is a hard decision, in my opinion, honestly, because this could mess with the chemistry that Suter and Lundqvist seem to have. They play really well together. They really do. You cannot deny that watching that on the ice. But is it worth taking out Nils Lundqvist and putting Yanni Hakanpää in there? Because before Hakanpää was like seriously injured and he was taken out of the lineup, you know, for a good chunk of time, those two guys together did not play very well. And I'm talking about Suter and Hakanpää together. Again, Hakanpää was hurt, so maybe that works a little bit better with him a little bit healthier. But I mean, what's your thoughts on that, Chris? Because I could see either way.
You'd be stupid to touch anything when you're on an 8-game win streak. So it's definitely not going to happen until the Stars finally lose a game at some point. Even so, I'm starting to wonder, maybe this is more of a Hakanpää's not in the lineup thing more than it is a Nils is in the lineup. Because Nils is definitely getting sheltered minutes. And we've talked about that extensively. And Hakanpää will probably play more minutes than Nils is playing now. But before Hakanpää got hurt, there was some very suspect defending, not just from his pair with him and Suter. There was some suspect defending on the penalty kill, which is kind of his specialty as well. So it might be a minute before we see Hakanpää again. I definitely think that we will see him and Dodonov play at least one or two games before the playoffs start, but not until we lose again and not until we are set where we're set in the playoff picture. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this lineup is the way it is until somebody gets hurt. And that's the thing about the playoffs. Somebody's going to get hurt. So to have Dodonov and Yanni Hakanpaa as your extra players, that's fantastic.
The only thing, Chris, is you still have to look at the cap, right? So I don't believe Hakanpaa is on LTIR, and I don't even think he's on IR. So he has the ability to come back. I don't think Dodonov will come back just because he's got, what is it, $2.5 million? It's $2 million.
That
something.
Put us over the cap. I thought, I haven't looked at it actually.
That might, I believe that might put us over the cap. But again, I don't know. I would have to talk to Uri about that, Uri Kralik, which, by the way, if you don't follow him on Twitter. He's a good follow. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how that comes. I expect that Yanni is going to come in as soon as Nils has a rougher game. I think he had a rough game tonight, but not rough enough to disqualify him from playing in the next game, Chris. That's just my thought process and how I feel about that. What else? I mean, it's hard to talk about a team when you're talking about the worst thing happening is the sixth defenseman and deciding who gets in. That's a good problem to have. A very good problem to have.
The schedule here, we talked about before this whole win streak started, kind of what the key games to look at before the end of the season were. We had four of them. We had the Canucks. We had this game tonight against the Oilers. We had the Avs, and we had the Jets. And we were saying, man, if we can split those, that would be great. And we've already got two. So the next is going to be tougher because that's Colorado on a back-to-back in Colorado, mile high above sea level, which is ridiculous, but whatever. But, I mean, no matter how the rest of this final stretch of games go, you gotta be excited about where the Stars are at right now. I mean, playing great, all things are clicking. You can lose those next two big games, win the four cheese balls, and we can walk into the playoffs being some pretty happy boys.
I mean, I really have nothing to complain about right now, Chris. I think this is the first time in a while that there's literally nothing bad that I can think of that the Dallas Stars did. Literally nothing. There's nothing I can sit here and complain about. And it's a nice feeling, and it's the perfect time of year for them to be taking care of this and taking care of business. And I mean, they're getting hot at the right time.
Yeah. And we mentioned earlier on in the season, we're like, man, the Stars are sitting at the top of their division. But all the people around us, the Jets had a long win streak. The Avs had a long win streak. The Preds have had a long win streak. Stars never had a long win streak the whole season. And now we've got a win streak. Not only are we at the top of the division, we are far and away the leaders, and we're pushing for the President's Trophy. Just like that. Just an easier schedule and everything turning on at the right times and a little bit of Chris Tanev sprinkled on top, and this team looks unstoppable. This team can beat any hockey team in the world, even when they're playing their best.
Just to give you some stats for tonight, as we're starting to kind of wrap this thing up here, Sagan with a goal, Harley with an assist, Johnston, I think he's the MVP of the season, Chris. I really think he's the MVP of the season. He has gotten better as the season has gone along, and he's been more and more and more consistent as the season has gone along. He's the first 30-goal scorer for the Dallas Stars and the youngest one at that, at 20 years of age. The guy was drafted 23rd overall, like the first and second round and second overall picks don't even have a 30-goal season yet. And this kid came in and did ridiculous stuff. I can't gush enough about Wyatt Johnston. Did I mention he's 20? Ridiculous. Robertson with an assist. Like you said, Chris, the fourth line is ridiculous here tonight. 1-1 for Steele with 2 points. Smith gets 2 points with 2 assists. Foxa with a 3.9. Who would have ever thought that against the Edmonton Oilers? Ben with a goal, who has now 7 goals in his last 8 games. Stankoven gets an assist. Heiskanen gets an assist. I mean, And then, you know who played the most minutes tonight? It wasn't Miro Heiskanen. It was Esa Lindell. So just everything is going right for the Dallas Stars right now. So I'll ask you one more question. We'll do biggest winner, biggest loser, and then we'll wrap it up tonight, Chris. Everything's going good right now. We're on an absolute high right now. I would love to say that I expect this to move forward going. I would expect this to continue moving forward. Excuse me. But eventually we're going to come off the mountain and we're going to have to dig down through the mud and murk and stuff again. And I think that's really when we're going to see what this team is made out of. And I think it's going to take some real fight back from the Dallas Stars when we get to that point. Do you think the Stars get to that point, Chris?
I mean, I think the Stars already did that. I mean, I don't think there's much of a lower place you can get than to have one of the more hyped up games of the season against the Panthers, who was the number one team in the league at the time, and to blow a lead like that, then go into New Jersey, a team that is not going to make the playoffs, that is a bunch of individuals playing for themselves, trying to prove themselves in the NHL, and get absolutely dominated by them. That's the pit. And this is their response to what was, I think, the lowest point of the season for the Stars. And it's a franchise record, a game win streak. So I don't even think, I think this is the level the Stars are playing at from now until whatever happens. I think they figured it out and this is it. This is what they're going to keep on clicking at. They're going to lose again at some point. You're not going to win. You're not going to win 20 straight to win the Stanley Cup, but yeah, they're gonna be playing very well from here on out, I feel. I mean, they've got all the motivation right now. Playoffs are within reach. There's nothing that I think can slow this team down right now.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Biggest winner, biggest loser. Who you got?
Well, I had a couple of biggest winners that I wanted to give before I was so rudely called out by the comments, apparently. So
are you going to do it?
So I'm going to have to give my biggest winner to someone else, to Jake Oettinger. Back-to-back shutouts. Back-to-back shutouts. A couple of big saves tonight. First back-to-back shutouts of his career, actually, which is kind of surprising, but not too much when you think that he's kind of a response goalie. You know, he likes coming back and playing big games. So first back-to-back shutouts. And really weird how also in this win streak, Oettinger just gets better and better and better and better. And now he's literally been perfect two games in a row. I mean, is he going to score next game? I mean, I don't know. Something weird's got to happen.
Goalie goal. You heard it here first. Chris predicts an Oettinger goal in the next game on Saturday against the... We might actually see it against the Chicago Blackhawks. That'd be a game that I would be okay with him trying to take a chance on.
I was going to give my biggest winner to Foxa, by the way, all you haters.
Okay. And Chris, you are a little bit validated here. And I am 100% in agreement with Harrison here. The biggest question mark for the Stars was Oettinger. If he found his game, we can win the cup. Well, he found his game.
Exactly.
I mean, he was the biggest question mark after those two games, the game that we mentioned.
And it was a massive question mark too. It was a stinky question mark. And he responded amazing, and we've seen him even step it up even more in the playoffs. So if this isn't playoff Oettinger yet, I mean, that'll be shocking.
Oh, by the way, before I do my biggest winner and biggest loser, I want to give the comments of the night to Travis, our youngest brother. We were all complaining on Discord and in our group chats and stuff like that. Can the Stars actually hit the net, please? And then they scored goal number two, goal number three, goal number four, goal number five. And then Travis was like, well, we're not missing the net anymore. Gotta love Travis. Okay, since you gave a really good biggest winner. That would have been mine, honestly, despite all the good things that the Stars did tonight from all the skaters. So I'll go in a different direction. I'll give mine to Wyatt Johnston. Wyatt Johnston, he does everything. He has absolutely shown that he is going to be an elite player. Dare I say, the next Jerry Lettinen. That's kind of how I have him picked. He is a full 200-point player. I know that's a lot of words coming from me, and that's a lot of, you know, kind of big shoes to fill when it comes to stuff like that. But he's never slowed down. Even when he has not been scoring, he has been super effective and penalty killing and his defensive play. And now he has a 30 goal season as a 20-year-old.
Yeah, well, right now he's scoring too many goals to be called a Yuri Lehtinen. I mean,
you're going to call
Mike Modano here in a minute.
Mike Modano, no offense to Modano, he was not the greatest person when it came to defensive play. Yuri Lehtinen always would bail Modano out in those things. And I think Wyatt Johnston is that. And who knows, maybe even more. I'll look forward to that.
He scored too many goals.
Yeah, right now he is. Biggest loser tonight. How about that penalty on Mason Marchment?
Yeah, sure.
I was trying to think of something, but he didn't even touch him. Like seriously, he did not even touch him, and he gets called for it. And I was just like, surely that's not the play that he got called on. But then like the TNT people couldn't even find another angle of where he might have, you know, gotten a penalty. And I was just like, oh, okay, refs, you're trying to get the Edmonton Oilers back in this game. Like, come on now, come on.
That was interesting. My biggest loser is Darnell Nurse. What a game by the guy. I mean, check out this stat line. Their best defenseman, only 16 minutes time on ice. Great. Love that. -3 on the night. Really, I mean, great. He has a minor penalty and a 10-minute misconduct as well. So, and the 10-minute misconduct was for being a baby and yelling at the ref.
I missed that, by the way. I completely missed that. I didn't even know he was in the box.
Oh, he wasn't in the box. He was in the dressing room. He was gonzo.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. But anyways, guys, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to make another backhanded comment. Darnell Nurse is going to say good assistant captain work by Nurse there. Really leading the team.
And that I'm glad you brought that up, because that pinch that he made, that out terrible. And that was, if you want to look at the game and say where the turning point was in the game, that play, particularly by him, was the turning point in the game. That allowed the Stars to go from
Edmonton defense. That's it right there.
Oh, and by the way, did we mention he makes more money than Miro Heiskanen?
Yeah, there you go.
He makes $9 million. Ridiculous.
Worth it.
So, okay. Just because Connor is a Vancouver fan, but he comes out and hangs out with us every once in a while. I will answer his question just because he's always willing to come into the den of his enemies. But will Quinn Hughes win the Norris Trophy? Yeah, he's going to win the Norris Trophy. I don't see. I think maybe Brock Faber is pushing for it, and maybe Roman Josi is kind of pushing for it too. But he's going to win the President's Trophy, the Norris Trophy. He's going to win it.
Yeah, pretty crazy that Faber's even close though. I mean, what a season
He has been playing very well. He's like at 25, 26 minutes a night as
insane.
A rookie. Like, and as much as I hate Minnesota, I have to give him full props. Seriously. Yeah. Absolute full props. And I think that's it. Chris, you got anything else?
I do not, sir.
Okay. We have a special announcement here for tonight. But on Friday night, I forget if it's 7 or 8. We're going to be having Joey from Locked On Stars join us for a special episode there. We're going to kind of talk about the Stars, get his thoughts on the recent 8-game winning streak by the Dallas Stars, talk about the 2 games on the weekend, and, you know, just get some different perspective other than just us, 3 Chambers brothers, when it comes to Dallas Stars folklore and analysis. So we're really excited for that. And so come check us out on that night. So seriously, it'll be a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to having him on the show. I do want to mention one other thing, Chris, before we log off here. A little bit of a sad note, and I don't want to end it on this, but I think it's important as well. I do want to, if you haven't seen the post by the Columbus Blue Jackets, it's very sad. Brock Jenner and his wife, they gave birth to a stillborn, unfortunately. So they lost their unborn child. And we just want to say that our prayers are out to him. That's, I literally got, I get teary eyed thinking about it right now. And I got teary eyed when I first heard about it. So seriously, prayers out to him and hope that everything is going okay with him. Yes, Eden. Sorry, Boone Jenner, not Brock Jenner. Sorry, I had Brock Faber on my mind. Okay. Anyways, thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor. 63 people of you are listening live. Y'all are insane. Go to bed. It's after midnight. More of you are listening afterwards. We always appreciate you. We never take any of this for granted. We have built an amazing community here. But more importantly, you guys have built the community here. We love talking to you guys about Stars Hockey. Go and join the Discord server where we do it even more. Follow us on social media. Leave us a 5-star review anywhere you listen to your podcasts. And then click like and subscribe here on YouTube if you are. Along with Chris, my name is Ryan. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, evening. Whenever you guys are listening, we'll catch you guys again on Friday when we have Joey on. Chris, do us a favor and take us out.
I can't think of anything clever. GG, boys.